Last edit March 30th, 2020. Editor Will Wade. We will show very clear the Christ gives us the warning about devils that will translated by bulls, so they can sow the seed of devils. Matthew chapter 12 verse 37. The question that was asked of the Christ, if you are the real Messiah, show us a sign or show us the power of God to make us a true believer in who you say that you are. See Matthew chapter 12 verses 37-40. People that were once believers, when they stop multiplying to make more holy people, it is only because they have become unbelievers in God and the Bible. Believers stop believing when they stop going to worship or stop multiplying to make more believers because they have become total unbelievers. Christ was asked by the Jews to give us a sign to prove what you are teaching to make us your believers. The answer Christ gives to the ancient Jews and to this modern wicked generation, and this in the 21st century modern generation today, ask for a sign from God to make them true believers. Take note, Christ said, a wicked generation will be given only one sign to make you a true believer in Christ. Look, we will show you the most awesome sign from God in the Ecclesia Bible translation. God gives wicked people the sign, but it is devils in their false Bible translation that completely wreck and mangle the only one sign given to us by God to convince us in the new information age that the Christ is the Son of God and Bible is from God. To us in the information age, Christ is saying to us, I will give to the wicked generation of people in the 21st century only one sign. That one sign is given, and the historical sign is written, and then today the sign is correctly translated only in the Ecclesia Bible translation. As far as we know, there is no other Bible translation in the entire world that will translate their Bibles to show the true sign from God, the awesome astronomical miracles that God will to put an awesome power in this miracle of a sign in the gospel of Christ. Instead, the devils will fight against the only one special sign from God that proves the Christ is the Son of the living God. Because of false Bible translations, devils fight against the sign that God has given to you who need a sign to be made a true believer in God. To convince you who Christ is, and that the Bible is from God of the Bible, the God of the Bible will make astronomical miracles. Then he makes at time parallels of other astronomical miracles to the exact resurrection moment of the Christ. Devils or wicked Bible translators remove from their Bible translations ever set time parallel of every astronomical miracle of God from out of their false Bible translations. You will not see these awesome astronomical miracles of God in awesome convincing set time parallels in any other of the more popular Bible translations. When you can see these set times parallels and begin to reject other false Bible translations, only then will devils begin to restore truth in awesome time parallels in astronomical miracles of God to their Bible's translations. I am warning you from the ancient languages of the Bible. The God of the Bible gives us awesome convincing sign from God, but take very careful note, all signs of time from God is written only in the natural time mode. Let me again stress this important fact for your understanding. All the entire Bible is written only in the natural time mode. Again, let me point out to you that in all the more popular translated Bibles are mistranslated in the artificial time mode, so that you can never just once see any time written signs from God. Signs of time from God that should make us a true believer in God, and make even more of a believer in the new information age that the Bible is from God. The new information age is proving only in Bible that are translated in the natural time mode that the Bible is from God, with time discoveries in the natural time mode, and is showing the awesome sign from God in the Ecclesia Bible that is translated only in the natural time mode. Natural time mode is time observed with your eye and is measured only with your eye. Bible mistranslated only in artificial time will choose from a certain GPS position, and then with an instrument such as a clock artificially measure time from the artificial position. Some ask what the new information age is. The new information age is new and proven scientific discoveries of astrophysicists, astronomers, geologists, and archaeologists, and from other scientists. Take careful note that all discoveries of all time in the new information age are the discoveries found only in the natural observed time mode. Discoveries in the new information age in the natural time mode proves the Bible is from God. In a true Ecclesia Bible translation, that is correctly translated only in the natural time mode. God created in the natural time mode awesome miracles in time parallels to other awesome astronomical miracles to the same solar cycle of the same exact moment in other awesome astronomical miracles in time parallels. The sign of Jonah, 3 days and 3 nights, see Matt 12:27, 40 will prove awesome to you. And in a true Bible translation you will see correctly translated only in a true Ecclesia Bible translation the Bible is from God. We warn you that you cannot see the written sign from God in any of your more popular translated Bible translations or modern Bible translations that are all made in part by the Catholic Church in the artificial time mode. This revelation about false Bible translations that are made by devils is a very large file. If you want to read the entire file, we keep this very long file together for those that will read a large file. For others that like to read short files, or if you rather listen to these articles, we break the larger file into short files, so we can make listening audio files. Take your choice. Audio files you can add to your phone, to listen while you travel, or add to a USB thumb drive, and pop the thumb into a Bluetooth speaker, and while you travel you can listen to these articles speak the Bible. Do you let devils translate your Bible? It is amazing, today you can purchase for less than $10 from Walmart a Bluetooth speaker QFX BT1. And you can also purchase an inexpensive USB thumb drive to put audio files on a USB drive, and then take this little speaker, and travel, and listen for about 8 hours to the Ecclesia Bible translation, or listen to our files about the Ecclesia Bible translation. Many of our subject about Bible time are audio files you can listen to. When you have no time to read these articles, there is a good chance you can get an even more reasonable Bluetooth speaker that will speak these files while you drive up at work. The entire Ecclesia Bible New Testament you can add to your phone or computer and then listen to these articles. One Article 1. Do you let devils translate your Bible? Do you ever wonder why multiplied millions of Christians are leaving their Bibles and becoming unbelievers by the millions because of the facts being discovered in the information age? Study this problem of why are there millions of people leaving God and their Bibles because of facts discovered in the new information age that destroys the false teaching of all false translated Bibles. Until truth in the translated Bibles is restored to the holy people of God, in the new information age they will never accept the Bible in the false Bible translation. The false translated Bibles have no power to defeat the new facts discovered in the new information age only because of false Bible translation made by devils centuries before the information age. Do not take offense when we write about holy people of God that conduct self like devils. We do not intend to elevate self when we in all humility speak of even the holy people of God, so that they chose to conduct selves, to be in the majority they conduct selves, like devils. When we refer to the holy people of God as devils that make false Bible translations in their new translated Bibles, we will also show that not all people that translate Bibles are the holy people of God. Christ said to the holy person of the apostle Petros, when Petros began to conduct self like a devil, then Christ said to Petros, "Get you behind me, Satan," when Petros is rebuking Christ because Christ was saying that he needs to go to Jerusalem to die, Matthew 16:22-23. When Daniel warns the holy people of God, take careful note of this prophecy, about the deceived people of God, in the everlasting kingdom of God. The holy people of God will be deceived by the 11th horn Constantine, that starts the Catholic Church. God gives his holy people over the hand of their deceiver until the holy people repent. Daniel 7:25-26. From heaven God is calling his holy people to repent and to come from out of the false teaching to the great whore, whomever you, that can be determined in this age, who are the holy but deceived people that belong to God are that are in the false time of the great whore, a church that is started by the Roman ruler Constantine. Ecclesia Bible Translation Daniel 7:24. And as for the ten horns, out of this kingdom shall ten kings arise, and another 11th horn shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the former, and he shall put down three kings. 7:25. And he, the 11th horn, shall speak blasphemous words against the Most High, and shall wear out the holy people of the Most High, and he shall think to change the set times to worship and change the laws of the Most High, and they, the deceived, shall be given into his hand, until a time and times, and half a time. 7:26. But the court of Ecclesia shall be set restored, and they, the holy people, shall take away his dominion, to deceive, to consume, and to destroy it unto the end. 1. If you are a holy person of God, look at the warning of Daniel. Be wise. The holy people of God can only be deceived by false Bible translations. The Bible of the holy people of God must be changed before devils can deceive the holy people of God. The warning from Daniel as the 11th horn, or the Roman ruler Constantine, will change set times of God. In the early 4th century, Constantine passed a law, the Edict of Constantine 321 CE, that all people including Christians must keep his pagan day of Sunday as a Sabbath, the first day of the week of the seven sky gods. When Constantine changed the true Bible day Mita to the Sunday, he removed from the Bible record every set time events of sign given by God to his holy people. Constantine removed from the Bible records in awesome miracles of time events, to put power in the gospel of Christ, and to make convincing time parallels over billions of years in Bible time. What we want to show in Bible translation about the holy people of God today is still deceived about set times of God, that is still changed in their false Bible translations. Laws of God that are changed in the translated Bibles of the holy people of God. Words and names of blasphemy are writing in the false translated Bibles to deceive the holy people of God. Daniel continues his prophecy verse 26 and 27. Daniel 7:26. But the holy people shall sit in judgment of the court of the Ecclesia, and they, the saints, shall judge to take away his dominion, to deceive, to consume, and to destroy it unto the end. 7:27. And the kingdom, and the dominion, and the restored greatness of the kingdom, under the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the holy people of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and the entire rule of all nations shall serve and obey him, the Most High God. When the Ecclesia Bible translation restores the set times of God, the laws of God are restored. And when words and names of blasphemy are removed from other false Bible translations that deceive the holy people of God, only then will the entire world, is prophesied, to become evangelized to obey and serve God. The court of the Ecclesia is now set in the restoration of the Ecclesia Bible translation. If you understand the most important part of you is your unseen spirit that will exists beyond death, and if you believe the Bible is from your Creator God, how important you hold your existence of your spirit after death. Unless you learn to read the ancient languages of the Bible, you have only two choices. You are at the mercy of either the character of devils that deceive in false Bible translation, or from the translated Bible made by the holy people of the Ecclesia of God, for your Bible translations. If your Bible is not translated by the established Ecclesia of Christ, then you allow devils to translate your Bible. Devils hate the Ecclesia of Christ, and devils remove from their Bible translation the name and the function of the entire Ecclesia of Christ. The Ecclesia of Christ is established only by our Creator, as a hot militant warfare made against the gates of hell to determine what truth in Bible translation is. Matt 16:18. Do those that make the claim to be the true ecclesia of Christ prove that they are indeed the true ecclesia of Christ? Take careful note. Do devils like the Catholic Church in their Bible translations remove the Bible word ecclesia from their Bible translation to stop the function of ecclesia of Christ? Do devils mistranslate the word ecclesia as a passive church or a passive congregation to stop the function of warfare of the ecclesia of Christ? Do devils remove word definition and the function or purpose of ecclesia of Christ from their Bible translation so they can stop the warfare of open deliberation in their false Bible translations? Matt 16:19, I will give unto you my ecclesia the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you my ecclesia shall bind on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatever you my ecclesia shall loose on earth shall be what is already loosed in heaven. Is your Bible translations open for dispute, and can you easily see for self all the evidence in what the opposition is teaching against any Bible translation on instructions making the claim to be from God? Do your Bible translators allow the majority to make decisions of the entire ecclesia to settle any dispute about Bible translations to keep the entire ecclesia of Christ united? All false Bible translations made by devils. The first thing devils do in Bible translation is to remove the word ecclesia from their Bible translations to try and cripple the opposition by removing the warfare of polemic debate. When you choose a Bible translation, examine carefully if your Bible translators post to allow you to see what the opposition are teaching that oppose any Bible translation about translated instructions from God. Many devils that make Bible translations are saying no one is opposing their Bible translation. Devils hide and do not let you see what the opposition is teaching about their false Bible translations. If any Bible translation is not open for all to see what the opposition is teaching, then for certain you have a Bible translated by devils. All is meaning to allow anyone to see all deliberations about all opposition over any instructions from God in all Bible translations. Instructions, doctrine, or Greek catechism meaning in any Bible translations that give the salvation plan of our God. Know for certain that you do not allow devils to translate you Bible. Yahweh, the God of creation, establishes his ecclesia to interpret and translate the Bible, and to protect the truth of the Bible in all important instructions in Bible translations. Study the ecclesia of God to understand the function or purpose of the ecclesia established by our God. Best example of the function of ecclesia is to read Acts chapter 15 and see how the ecclesia of Christ is designed by our Heavenly Father to deliberate the problems of someone teaching false instructions making the claim to be from God. Bible translations made by devils remove from their Bible translation the awesome power of God to convince to make true believers in God. In the New Information Age, Bibles that are translated by devils has no power to make true believers in the gospel of Christ. We use the word devils the same as Christ is using the word devil in sowing the seed of the devil, Matt 13. There is for over 100 years the pandemic of true scientific information that destroys the believers in the old false Bible translations. Bible believers for near 100 years are being made unbelievers that are taking place in the world from the beginning of the New Information Age. Make the study of the Information Age that reveals truth in the world of new scientific facts about our human environment, and the old false Bible translation made for centuries can no longer stand before truth discovered in the New Information Age. Old false Bible translations made by devils cannot stand in the information age of the 21st century, and the believers in false Bible translations are made to wither and become unbelievers only because of facts of our environment discovered in the information age. Only truth in Bible translation made by the entire ecclesia of Christ can show the awesome power of God to convince to make true believers in the new information age. No false Bible translation can stand in the new information age. All paganism must be removed from the old false Bible translations to restore power of the gospel of Christ to the Bible records, or strict fundamental belief in worship to God will not stand in false Bible translations in the new information age. Reason this fact: if you do not make certain it is not the devil's that translates your Bible, then for certain what you believe to be precious and holy Bible is not holy, and is powerless to make true believers, because for certain it is a Bible that is mistranslated by devils. If you do not make certain that the devils do not mistranslate your Bible, you, as the most strict and fundamental worshipper, are memorizing to speak word forward of the pagans in a Bible that is mistranslated only by the pagan devils. All most popular Bibles in the 21st century are filled to the full of pagan names, such as pagan names for days of the week of the seven sky gods. Now devils in Bible translations are not going to show in their Bible translation of the seven sky gods to their days of the week of the pagan sky gods. So how are you going to get paganism out of your Bible translation if someone does not show you that your Bible is promoting paganism of the Catholic Church? Download and use only the free Ecclesia Bible translation, the only translated Bible in the entire world that has the purpose to remove paganism from the Ecclesia Bible translation. When you speak the name of Christ, you let devils teach in your false Bible translation what the true name of Christ is. Just how important to speak the true name of Christ? If you do not make certain that the devils do not make your Bible translation, then when you make the statement, "I only speak only where my Bible made by devils speak. I am silent only where my Bible made by devils speaks." We warn you that for hundreds of years pagan devils have translated paganism in all the most popular of all Bible translations. Christ, when he said that his holy people are lambs, new learners and sheep older learners. We must reason to believe Christ that his holy people of God act and conduct selves just like sheep. Sheep are bred to follow only charisma, whatever to the sheep is the most charming. The animal sheep have been bred to follow the majority of their more charismatic leader, and sheep have no sense of direction or instructions, because the sheep of Christ do not read to reason the need for charisma of the truth needed for salvation, like they should. Christ warns us to beware of devils, or the wolves, that put on the clothing of a leader of his holy sheep, to delude and to deceive and to destroy the holy sheep that belongs to Christ. If we show you Bible translations that are made full of very important contradictions that will rob you of your eternal life, the first sign of a Bible translation made by the devils is their pagan words they use to translate their false translated Bibles. Compare the power to convince in your Bible to the Ecclesia, and see if your Bible translation is made by devils. Read Mark 16:1-2, in both Bible translation or the Ecclesia Bible, then compare to any other Bible translation. This one verse mistranslated in the Bible of devils that can change their entire Bible and rob salvation of billions of holy people of God. Mark 16:1 and verse 2 in most translated Bible are made to deceive you and to rob you of eternal life. The purchase of spices by the women after midnight on a pagan Sabbath weekday. To deceive you, these harmless appearing verses are corrected by simply moving verse 1 back to the end of chapter 15 to make the purchase of spices to parallel the record of Luke, to be made parallel to Luke chapter 23 verse 56. The verse that describes the name of the day the women come to the tomb in the morning is moved to be Mark 16 verse 1 is the day Mita, or day 1, of the Sabbatin, that begins in a natural time mode with dusk of the evening. When the women come to the tomb for the third time in the morning of the day Mita Sabbatin, the Christ has been resurrected for over 12 hours. Mark 16 verse 1, a member of the Catholic Church, the Archbishop Stephen Langton, with a purpose to deceive you, as an very important part of the resurrection moment of the Christ. This one Bible verse placed in the wrong chapter and mistranslated by Stephen Langton with purpose to protect the false teaching of the Catholic Catechism and to deceive you and the misplacing the purchase of spice, and then a translate in th artificial time mode will make a world of many contradictions in the gospel records. Now holy people of God, see these hard contradictions, and then take note. One Church of Christ preacher declared that these hard contradictions made in Bible records only are glorious contradictions. Who get the glory for contradiction that are mistranslated in the Bible other than the devils that make the contradictions in Bible translations? At the first you may not see the importance of this one false Bible translation of Mark chapter 16 verses 1 and 2, that totally wrecks the power of God to convince to make true believers in God of the Bible. Be honest and discover truth. Do you let devils set chapter and verse numbers in your Bible translation? Let go to Mark 16 verse 1 in your Bible, and then compare to the Ecclesia Bible translation. To deceive you, devils can make white look like black when they manipulate chapter and verse number in your Bible translation. Learn who and of what religion you trust to make chapter and verse numbers in your Bible translations. Do you let devils make chapter and verse numbers in your Bible translation? And devils will take the advantage, and they will be very clever, as they twist your Bible records to deceive you and rob you of your eternal life. Be honest, do you know for certain who has made chapter and verse number in your Bible translation? Let us ask just in this one verse, Mark chapter 16 verse 1. Believe it, you eternal life could well hang on your knowing the truth of who translated your Bible in Mark chapter 16 verse 1. Devils are clever and adroit, and their false Bible translations will rob you of eternal life. It is very hard for most Bible readers, including so-called doctors, to discover, and most so-called doctors of the Bible will never accept true Bible translations made against their false traditions. Mark chapter 6 verse 1. Come face this challenge for your life or death, either for truth in Bible salvation, from learning the truth of just this one Bible verse. Your entire salvation hangs on accepting the need to restore and to accept truth of this one Bible verse, Mark chapter 16 verse 1. How you keep this one Bible verse will make you either a pagan or a holy person, or will determine truership to God and very well could determine heaven or hell for you. Yes, it is my opinion, made from a lifetime 85 years of Bible study, and much of that Bible study was from the ancient languages of the Bible. Beware the devils that love this false Bible translation, will say this false Bible translation that destroys true Bible time mode, and destroys ever set time event of God in time parallels, and this false Bible translation, Mark chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, destroys every awesome set time parallels and signs, and every set time parallel in the entire Bible. These two verses will teach to deceive and to destroy your salvation. Do not let devils deceive you. You may be made by devils to believe their false Bible translation of Mark chapter 16 verse 1 is not so important to destroy your salvation. You have no idea how important this one false Bible translation of Mark chapter 16 verse 1 is. For your salvation you must establish truth about what day the women did purchase spices to put on the dead body of the Christ. Turn your Bible to Luke chapter 23 verse 56. Here is the Ecclesia Bible translation 23:55, and the women who had come with him out of Galilee followed after, and beheld the tomb, and how his body was laid. 23:56, and they returned after Passover Sabbath, and prepared spices and ointments. And on the seventh Sabbath day they rested according to the commandment. Now this fact you must answer truth, be honest, did Luke say the women that follow Christ from Galilee purchase spices before the seventh day Sabbath? Take note, we try and reason Bible translators of the MLV Bible about this false Bible translation, and they bushwhacker shut us off from posting, because they love their pagan day of the week of the seven sky gods. Take note how the new MLV Bible make a true Bible translation of Luke chapter 23 verse 55. Now having followed after, the women from Galilee, who were coming together to him, saw the tomb, and how his body was placed. 23:56 Now they returned and prepared spices and perfumes. And on the Sabbath they indeed relaxed according to the commandment. For your salvation do you accept truth taught in the MLV Bible translation that Luke is saying the women that follow Christ from Galilee purchase spices before the seventh day Sabbath? Now look how the MLV Bible makes a hard contradiction in the purchase of spices after midnight of Sunday, after the seventh day Sabbath. Also read King James in Luke chapter 23:56 And they returned, and prepared spices and ointments. And on the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment. The question for our salvation is in the true record of Mark, when did the women that follow Christ from Galilee make the purchase of spices, before the seventh day, or after the seventh day Sabbath? Notice in the Ecclesia Bible translation the women make the purchase of the spices, after the high Sabbath day, and then they return to Jerusalem, after the high Sabbath day, and purchase the spices. In the Ecclesia Bible translation there is no purchase of spices mentioned to be after the seventh Sabbath day, nor is there any mention of the pagan first day of the week of the seven sky gods or Sunday. Now take careful notice in the Ecclesia Bible translation there is not one contradiction in the translated Bible records of Mark or Luke. In the Ecclesia Bible translation of Mark chapter 16 verse 1 and, when day 1 of the Sabbath is half past, they the women come again to the tomb, when the sun was risen. Because in the English language there is no word equivalent for the Bible Greek word sabbaton, then the common Greek word must be transliterated, and the Bible student must learn how the word sabbaton is to be measured in the natural time mode. See in the Septuagint Leviticus chapter 23 verse 32b gives command from God, how to measure time only with the eye of the 7-day solar cycle of the sabbaton. Here is how the record gives us instruction to keep the seven day solar sabbaton from dusk of even, unto dusk of even, shall you keep your sabbaton. Now notice the Old King James Bible translation, and the New NLV Bible translation of Mark 16:1 both contradict the purchase of spices, in the record of Luke chapter 23 verse 56. Now again notice the New MLV Bible translation follow the old false Catholic translation made first by the Archbishop Stephen Langton. Mark chapter 16 verses 1-8 Matthew chapter 28 verse 1-8 and Luke chapter 24 verses 1-8, also verse 12 then take note of the MLV Bible John chapter 20 verses 1-10. Dawn and very early Sunday. In the MLV Bible translation of Mark chapter 16 verse 1 and, after the Sabbath had elapsed, Mary the Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices, in order, that after they went there, they might anoint him. 16 verse 2 and exceedingly early in the morning of the first day of the week, they are coming upon the tomb, after the sun rose. A Bible translation in Mark chapter 16 verse 1 is a false Bible translation made first by a devil with the only purpose, to deceive the holy people of God. Take note the New MLV Bible translators hate truth, and they mistranslate Mark 16, I and verse 2. The MLV Bible translation love the fake teaching of the Catholic Church, and the Bible translators of the MLV Bible promotes the paganism of the devils the first day of the week of the seven sky gods. Now the translators of the MLV will try and teach their god of the first day of the week of the seven sky gods is not a pagan god, or their Bible translation is not from a pagan calendar of the sun god of the week. Beware in the 21st century devils are making new Bible translations teaching one thing about their new Bible translations, but take very careful note they conduct selves like devils which is just the opposite. The first thing the MLV Bible translators do is to copy Bible verse made by the Catholic Archbishop the same as did the Catholic Church. The Bible translators of the MLV Bible translation hate the conduct of Ecclesia, as they remove the purpose and the conduct of the hot militant warfare of the Ecclesia Christ from their MLV Bible translation. Devils and their purpose is to deceive you, and they are terrified to open their Bible translations to public scrutiny and polemic debate in ecclesia for fear their false Bible translations will be exposed to their sheep-like members. They will make the false claim to be an open-source Bible translation, but just try and get them to open their Bible translation to reason our difference before all their sheep. They know truth will cause them to lose their sheep to those that can show the sheep the charisma of truth for the sheep that love and are charmed only by what the truth is. You question, how can I know for certain devils have not translated my Bible? Our God established His ecclesia for the purpose to make certain to protect truth in all Bible translations. Read Acts chapter 15 and see how ecclesia is established by God to protect truth and to keep the holy people of God united. For 2,000 years, devils want to get rid of the ecclesia that our God has established for the purpose to protect truth. When there is no function of the court of the ecclesia of Christ, then there is no hope to put your trust in any Bible translation that is not made through polemic debate in the court of the ecclesia of Christ. Hear the words of Christ about Bible translations made through His ecclesia. Matthew chapter 16 verse 19. Chapter 16 verse 19, I will give unto you my ecclesia the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you my ecclesia shall bind on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatever you my ecclesia shall loose on earth shall be what is already loosed in heaven. Devils remove the purpose or the function of the court of ecclesia from all their false Bible translations. Matthew chapter 13 verses 38 and 39, Christ gives us warning that devils will only sow the seed of the devil. Read and learn from the ancient languages of the Bible in these articles about devils and their false Bible translations just may help to make certain to save your eternal life.